Hello, everyone, and welcome back to West Coast Bias. On this podcast, we talk about sports, you know, the whole dealio. And on this week's episode, we're going to do a quick recap of the national championship game for college football. We're talking about some MLB cheating scandals, a really juicy topic. We're also going to talk about the championship weekend for NFL, AFC championship and NFC championship games. Nothing crazy there. We'll just talk about it, you know. Let's get into it. Alrighty.
LSU.
LSU. There we go. Yeah,
LSU. Right. Let's start off there.
All right. What a fucking team. Wow. They're incredible.
They're one of the greatest teams I've ever seen.
Yeah. I thought for a little bit at the beginning of the game that it was going to be neck and neck. Clemson took that 17-7 lead, and I thought that, you know, Trevor Lawrence's experience and that whole team, just a bunch of studs, I thought they were going to make it.
When T. Higgins had that touchdown run, that was such a crazy run.
Yeah. Well, not even that. I mean, the whole game, Clemson had been driving on LSU. They kind of were doing whatever they wanted, and they were just showing they were just going to rush Joe Burrow and just blitz him.
Yeah, their defense really looked good, especially in that first half.
It was great. And then, I mean, once LSU connected on that first deep ball, I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Like, it started. And Ja'Marr Chase was...
I mean, they had, like, the two back-to-back possessions where he just scored deep or long touchdowns.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase was unstoppable in that game. I mean, he was just... Yeah. Sky high. That's the best I've ever seen him. Mm-hmm. And was great all year. I mean, Blitnikoff winner.
Yeah. I love that the announcers kept talking about AJ Terrell's length. And they kept, like, they just kept sucking off AJ Terrell.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it was all AJ Terrell.
Burnt, like,
and the whole game, you see, he was just trailing behind Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And, it was definitely, I personally thought going into the game that Clemson's experience was going to end up winning a close game, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that. I watched LSU all year, and they just looked dominant. But I just chose to believe that their offense was going to have to stumble at some point, which never happened once all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase, 9 receptions, 221 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
That's crazy.
God. I mean, yeah.
Stud.
Thad Mouse had 2 as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Thad Mouse had 2 as well.
He had a good game.
He had the 1 touchdown where Joe Burrow just sling it to him. He was just staying wide in the end zone. I mean, it was about as easy as possible.
For most of LSU's possessions in the second half, it just looked way too easy for them. It seemed like every time they got the ball back, they were going to score.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they also had a guy that ran over 100 yards, Edwards Eler.
Yeah.
That guy was a truck.
Yeah.
I think the biggest part, a huge part of the game that no one talks about is when their Skalski, the middle linebacker for Clemson, got ejected. That hurt Ohio State in the
semis. I mean, say what you want about that, the penalty and, like, a player ejection, because I know a lot of people hate it, but it's a rule, you know?
Yeah. Guess it's a rule.
It's a rule. Like, you can't argue,
But, so, I mean, it did work in Clemson's favor in the semis.
Mm-hmm.
The game changed once Sean Wade got ejected for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And the... Yeah, it all changed. I mean, it was 28-25 when that happened, wasn't it? Or was it 30? I think it was 28-25, right?
I thought LSU was up by... I thought it was like a 10-point game or like a 2-score game.
Either way, I thought that Clemson was going to make that second half comeback. It was 28-25. And
I mean, they came up firing. I mean, Lawrence looked great in the first quarter.
They shut down Burrow. They kept getting to him and knocking him down. But it was just kind of like the same story at the start of the first half.
And the LSU had back-to-back possessions from within their own 5 or 10. I don't fucking know. But they had, like, possessions really deep back there. And that first one where they had it, where it was, like, on their own 4 when they started. And they just, they couldn't get anything going. I mean, that'll happen.
But, I mean, I've just never seen a more confident quarterback than Joe Burrow
in
college ever.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, he just looks like he knows everything that's going to happen before it even happens. And he also does make throws that he just has to make because guys are just streaking wide open.
Yeah.
But
he can make, like, whatever throw he needs to.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The numbers, just looking at the numbers, it's like he beat Colt Brennan's numbers And he was playing against the SEC.
Yeah, exactly. And Colt Brennan was playing against...
The WAC.
Yeah, the WAC. And that was a Hawaii team also that threw the ball, like, every play.
Yeah, Devon Bess.
Yeah, LSU doesn't just, like...
No, but they had 1,000-yard rusher?
Edwards-Helaire, he was great. I mean, he was definitely one of the top running backs in college this year. Yeah. You can't really deny that. He all-purpose-wise, too, because he's a great pass catcher as well. Yeah. I mean... From top to bottom, and no one even talks about it, is their defense was great stellar. Against Clemson. Mm-hmm, they made Lawrence kind of look confused.
Mm-hmm,
He started out so good, and then he just couldn't make throws anymore. Mm-hmm. He was under pressure a lot, and I mean, LSU has one of the better secondaries in the country with all those guys back there. They're all like first-round picks, so it's a little tough to pass, but...
Mm. Delpit had a good game.
Yeah, he did. He did have a good game. Yeah. Derek Stingley I think, got thrown out one time. Mm-hmm. He was just locked down, true freshman. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, LSU, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, definitely one of the best teams I've ever seen
play. Yeah.
Kind of sucked. I wish it was a good game.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was as good as...
It was good to watch.
Yeah.
It just wasn't...
Yeah, as competitive. Yeah, it wasn't competitive. I guess,
it could have been.
I mean, the plays were cool.
We were talking about it during the game, and I mean, looking back now that I've had time to digest the game, it's not as weird as I thought it was when it was going on, but we thought it was like a weird football game.
It was a weird game. It was a really weird game.
It felt like it went on forever. There were like,
oh my god,
each team had the ball like 6 or 7 times in the first quarter.
The first quarter felt like an hour long. Mm-hmm. It was so long.
I think it was. It was like 50 minutes long.
I'm just tired because I guess other than Clemson and Ohio State, all the college football playoff games within the last couple of years have just been not good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, championship last year sucked. I mean, actually, it didn't really suck because seeing Alabama kind of get throttled was cool.
Yeah. Well, there was the one, like the walk-off win that Deshaun Watson
had. Yeah, that was
2017, I think.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, there have been like good games, but there's never been like any like last-second games. That's what I wanted personally, just because it's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
But I guess you just don't get that all the time. Mostly in college football, when the skill gap's a little bit more. But,
what a finale for that LSU team, though. I mean, they've been dominating Oklahoma State in the semifinal game. Incredible.
Maybe Oklahoma.
that one. Fuck.
Joe Burrow throws 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, just they go absolutely off. And then it takes a while for them to get going against Clemson, but then it's just more the same thing by the end of the game. And, I mean, they have 7 wins against top 10 teams.
Yeah.
Which is the most ever.
Well, how many were against top 4? Georgia was top 4. Alabama was top 4. Oklahoma was top 4. Clemson was top 4. Mm-hmm. I don't think Auburn or Florida weren't top 4, but I think Auburn was around number 5. Florida was around number 5. Florida was good at that. They were like almost undefeated, but...
Yeah.
Didn't they play Texas
on the road too. Now doesn't look like as great of a game,
but at the time, was a big game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Texas was top 10, and Texas was playing at the start of the year a little different than how they were playing at the end of the year. Yeah. How like they were hyped to be so good, and then Sam Ellinger was supposed to be this Heisman quarterback.
Yeah,
not true, but
yeah,
but. I mean, it's one of the most impressive years I've ever seen in college football.
Yeah. I mean, just the pure run of dominance and a stacked roster. I mean, it kind of leads to the question, are they the best college team of all time?
I personally think so, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just never seen an offense where they can just kill you running the ball, just like throughout the whole game, or just kill you passing the ball and also just dominate you. I don't know. I guess all top teams, like the best team you ever see, like... I'm stuttering a bunch.
But like their resume is probably probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough to say like head to head who would win a game like
it's 04 it's USC, so
like 01 Miami. Who knows?
But, or even like the 05 Texas team, that team was undefeated. Vince Young, that team can compete with
Jamal
anybody.
Jamal.
He was their backup running back though. I'm pretty sure that year. That's how good that team was. They were so stacked. So, I mean, there's so many teams you could bring out through the time of history to say that they're the best team. But,
yeah.
I mean, this one is just so, like, new. So it's like, oh, my God, they're so flashy and like, fun to watch. But
yeah, and the numbers, are, like,
they speak for themselves. Hard to,
I mean, I think we can throw – I mean – A lot of it depends on how well some of these guys do in the NFL, like Burrow especially. But, I mean, looking back, there's never really been a quarterback like Joe Burrow on a team as good as they were.
I think sometimes people forget how great teams are because some guys just don't pan out in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
for sure.
The USC team.
Yeah.
Liner, Lindell, White. Yeah.
2012 Florida State.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
for real.
You had that team looked like everyone was going to be a first-round pick. Yeah. And they were like, that team, when I watched them, I was like, holy crap, this seems like one of the greatest teams I've ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jameis is like, put up stats in every category.
Yeah.
Was it 30? Maybe it was 13. It was 12 or 13.
Right? He was drafted in...
It was the last year of the BCS. I know that.
Okay, it was 13 then.
Okay, yeah. And they had like Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
Carlos Williams, James Wilder Jr.
They had Timmy Jernigan on defensive line. Their whole defense was stacked.
They had some other guys on defense. I can't think of them.
They had a good secondary.
But I thought Kelvin Benjamin was the next best thing at receiver.
He looked great. Yeah.
And then he just got fat.
Yeah.
I mean, now he's like a tight end. He's like 250. And
was Devontae Freeman on that team?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was. He was. He was really, really good on that
team.
Yeah,
he was.
Was Joyner on that team? Marcus Joyner?
I think so. I think he was on the team. Yeah.
They were fucking loaded.
They were fucking loaded. That team, that Auburn team didn't have the talent, but that Auburn team was so on fire.
Yeah, like the Georgia game and then the Iron Bowl the next week.
Well, then they played Missouri. Missouri was number 3 that year. No one ever talks about it. Missouri was number 3 that year, and Auburn was number 2, and they played in the SEC championship game. And I think Trey Mason ran for like 300 yards. Hold on, let me check the stats. But that Missouri.
Speaking of a guy you never hear of, Trey Mason.
Did he get in trouble?
I have no idea what happened to that guy.
Yeah. Well, he definitely dropped off.
I just think he didn't really ever make it. I don't think it just...
He was just a college running back.
I think he was just... He had an amazing offensive line, and that offensive line was so good, and then none of them ended up being anything. And then they also had just the option game with Nick Marshall that was so hard to stop, so it just made it easier for him to run. Let me check his... rushing yards that game. Yeah, he had 46 carries for 304 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Jeez.
4 touchdowns, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that team was pretty crazy, too. Yeah. But, So, you can throw so many teams in the greatest team ever category, but...
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
You guys think Joe Burrow's going to make it?
I mean, he has to, right?
He's given us no reason to think otherwise. Yeah. I mean, other than getting drafted by the Bengals.
Yeah.
The thing was the Bengals that, they have a horrible offensive line, and they're the Bengals.
What do they have that's good?
I mean, Tyler Boyd's a good receiver.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon's a good running back.
I feel like they have some weapons on
offense. John Ross did more than nothing this past year.
Yeah, he's done nothing. He ran a great 40, and then everyone's like, he's the next best receiver.
He had a better season.
He had
the best season of his career.
It was the best season of his career, for what that's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Eifert's always injured.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, I feel so bad. He can't. He's actually a really good tight end.
He would be up there with, like,
but the problem with the Bengals is, like, all... Was it like the last couple of years, their first round picks of all season ending injuries before the year started? Jonah Williams this year, their left tackle from Alabama. He was supposed to be really good. So he's coming back next year. But, I mean,
is that
the Bengals have
is
a lot.
That not the worst franchise for him to go to?
I think it's kind of cool. He's from Ohio.
I mean, I want to see him go there.
He could go to the Jags.
Yeah, that's true. But at least they have something, I guess.
Not really, though.
They don't
even have a fan base at all.
Yeah, maybe they don't have anything. Maybe the Bengals aren't a bad place for him.
They aren't terrible. I mean, the Bengals.
I mean, the Jets, maybe.
The Jets, yeah.
The Bengals were also really, were relevant for a lot of years in a row with Marvin Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Andy Dalton... He was pretty terrible in the playoffs, but he got you to the playoffs. You can't really hate on him. He at least got you there.
Yeah, got them there.
He's better than Ryan Finley.
Yeah,
who was your quarterback throughout the year?
Yeah, no,
but yeah, that hurt for me because I had Tyler Boyd in my fantasy team. It always killed me.
Yeah, same. Yeah, same. Yeah, yeah.
It sucked, but yeah, I think he's gonna make it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll do.
Yeah. What are the odds that Lawrence will be right back there in the championship next year?
Very high.
Pretty high.
I mean,
that's...
I think I'm like.
How many in a row is that for them? Four, fives.
So they made
two with Lawrence, three with Watson.
So they made it to the championship with Watson and lost to Alabama when Jacob Coker was Alabama's quarterback. Remember that team? Yeah. Derrick Henry's Heisman year.
Yeah.
And then the next year they beat Alabama, so that's two in a row. And then they lost with Kelly Bryant as their quarterback, and then Trevor Lawrence championship. So yeah, five in a row. Yeah. Jeez. So
a run of dominance.
So it could be. So this would be six in a row, right?
Yeah, six next year.
I think. I mean, I'm like, unless Trevor Lawrence gets hurt, and I still don't even know if that's like gonna do it because they're so talented. But yeah. I'm ready to put them in the college football playoff already.
Yeah,
the ACC is also so bad.
Yeah,
the ACC is like the Pac-12 is pretty bad.
Virginia
was the other threat coming out of the ACC.
I don't know what happened to Florida State.
I mean, it's just like a mess. Yeah.
Well, Jimbo left too. Yeah. And that kind of hurts. And Jimbo Fisher's a good coach. I mean, Texas A&M's going to get really good, but.
Did they let Tiger go, right?
Yeah. He's a bad coach.
Who's,
It's, who replaced him? Is it Mike Norvell? Is it their. Hold up.
He was in the pros for a little bit, wasn't he?
Norvell? I honestly don't really know anything about him. But I just think
sounds like a Chargers coach.
Yeah, Mike Norvell. Yeah, Mike Norvell is their new coach. He's coming from Memphis.
Okay.
Memphis has just become that job where like everyone like that wants a better coaching job goes to Memphis and then they move up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, with Fuentes going to Virginia Tech, it also happened. So, but I mean, the ACC is not good at all. So I can.
Lawrence will definitely be back there next year.
Well, then they just signed a 5-star quarterback. It's like.
DJ. I think Ohio State might win it next year, though.
Ohio State's going to be good.
I believe in Justin Fields.
Yeah, he's
I think
good.
That guy's going to
And he was injured at the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
I think if he was healthier, I think Ohio State would have beat Clemson. I think Ohio State would have gave LSU a way better game, too, because their secondary is so solid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean,
the game really did turn when their corner got ejected in the semifinal.
It changed
the whole
face of the game. And, I mean... The national championship, I think, would have been a little better. But, I mean, if Ohio State beat Clemson, then people would be like, oh, if Clemson would have won, then the championship would have been better. So,
yeah.
You can go either way with that one.
Good. All right. Sure. Is that all on the championship game?
Yeah.
Any Pac-12 teams making the
I mean,
next year's?
Oregon looks
Oregon's
good.
Oregon's pretty good. Yeah. It just depends on the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback, if they can fill in a good quarterback. I mean,
Who's in all honesty, replacing?
Tyler Shuck. He was a 4-star coming out of high school. I mean, he hasn't really got much playing time, but I mean, they say he's pretty good in practice. But, and I mean, at the end of the day, was Justin Herbert really doing that much for your offense at the end of the year?
Yeah.
And we just got
he
new offense.
He hurt himself coming back for his senior year. Mm-hmm. His draft stock took a major hit.
I mean, all reality, he's still going to get drafted in the first round.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably go top 10.
I mean, teams just love to...
The best thing for him would be to sit his first year and get at least his first year.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes did it, and now he's an MVP. I mean, Justin Herbert's obviously not going to do what Patrick Mahomes did.
Yeah.
But it definitely – Lamar Jackson sat. I mean, he's also not Lamar. I'm not saying he's anywhere near those guys. But sometimes it's just better for guys to just not get thrown in.
Would it
to
be
first
smart
year.
For Joe Burrow to do the same thing, even though it makes
he's
no,
ready.
No
he's
sense
ready.
For that
he's
team.
Probably,
he's
24. He's 24. He can't really.
But it's saving from injury because that means that Bengals low line is trash.
Yeah, but.
But you just
he's
got
ready,
some
dude.
In there.
Coming off a 60 touchdown season.
They also might make moves in the offseason and
get
offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Maybe still get AJ Green.
And like, there's
they
other
could
draft
him
picks.
And trade him.
Like,
they could do
something. There will be offensive linemen in the second round.
They're getting Jonah Williams back too. Yeah. Now, offensive linemen, you can find them anywhere in the draft, and you really honestly
just
need
take somebody from the SEC, and they'll probably be
yeah. You'll probably be fine. Yeah, just draft this offensive line at LSU, and you'll be good.
Yeah,
but for Pac-12 teams making it, if Oregon doesn't make it, I don't think anyone's going to make it.
Yeah, probably not, because Chris Peterson left Washington.
USC still has Clay Helton.
Yeah. I mean, they always have the talent, but...
Never the execution.
Yeah. Chip Kelly has not done a goddamn thing in UCLA.
No,
he's not going to. UCLA's not a football program. They're a basketball school that still doesn't win at basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much
UCLA. You're not wrong, yeah.
So, I think the team in a couple years that's going to get... really good in the Pac-12 is Arizona State. personally. Really? I mean, they got so much better at the end of the year. They went 8-5. They didn't beat Oregon. They went 8-5. They had a true freshman quarterback who was actually, like, really good. They had one of their best recruiting classes in a while. And Herm Edwards is pretty much not even – he's, like, the head coach but doesn't, like, do it, like, anything strategic. It's pretty much just motivator, mm-hmm. I guess. But they're motivated. I mean, mm-hmm. they played really, really good against Oregon. Let's be honest, they outplayed Oregon the whole game. So, yeah, I guess that's – well, I really got in college football right now until next year.
Yeah. Speaking of football, there were a couple of big games this weekend in the NFL.
There were.
Neither of them were that exciting, but impactful games nonetheless.
Well, at least the Titans and Chiefs game was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was until it wasn't.
The teams you expected to win won.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. At the end of the weekend, nothing surprised you, really. I mean, you maybe could have thought that Tennessee had a chance.
Just I talked because myself they into were. Believing in the Titans a little bit.
I talked too. I mean,
it was more of me just wanting to watch more of Derrick Henry. So.
But I also did not want to watch any more Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. I did not want to watch 16 pass attempts the whole game between Garoppolo and Tannehill in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 40 combined yards.
For real.
But
the 49ers, they're
stout.
They're good.
They're tough.
They're good.
You know, it's funny. You watch Kansas City, and you watch that offense, and you know, how explosive they are, and you just think, I mean, you just be, like, you watch them and you're like, these guys are fast. Like, this is a fast offense. Not a lot of teams can keep up with them. I mean, fucking Houston was up 24 points and they couldn't even.
Well, I mean, you think you have them bottled up, and next thing you know, Mahomes scrambles outside the pocket and just chucks
they
it
make,
for you. Yeah.
They make simple things look complicated to the defense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's. I think they're honestly one of the most fun NFL teams I've ever watched before.
I watched that offense and they're just so skilled and fast and, I mean, just loaded on every position. And then I look at the 49ers defense, and I think the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, that 49ers defense is tough. That Robert Saleh, their defensive coordinator, he's just gets those guys.
I mean, the biggest. All in.
Yeah.
Four top 10 picks on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, the thing, the huge difference in the Chiefs this year is everyone knew that their offense was going to be the best offense in the NFL. It was all in the defense. And their defense did get better.
They have improved, yeah. Additions like Tyrann Mathieu and then Chris Jones coming back last week. Chris Jones coming back last week. What an impact.
Yeah.
Especially Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, holding him to, what do you have, 76 yards or something like that? He didn't break 100.
What's his record when he has, like, over 100 yards? It's like, he's barely lost any. I don't think he's like lost a game when he has over 100 yards. I saw some stat. It was crazy, but
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense when he's dominating the game. I mean, we have to watch it 2 times a year with the Colts and Texans, and it sucks facing that guy.
Yeah, and he just, I mean,
it probably sucks more for the players, but
yeah. It's fun to watch him sometimes.
Yeah, I don't do shit tackling him, but
he's not our problem.
Neither does Earl Thomas.
Does Earl Thomas, who was saying, talking about how they were like pretty much just gonna make the Super Bowl and whoever they were gonna play was, it's just like, dude,
you gotta make it to the
AFC championship. Yeah. You gotta make it to the AFC championship before you say anything.
Yeah.
But the Ravens will be back next year, so it doesn't even matter.
I mean, Harbaugh brought up a great point. I mean, but Lamar's going to go into his third season. He's played one full season. He's been in the playoffs both years.
Lamar's great.
He's 23, right? Or 24? 23.
22 or 23. Yeah, 23. Something like that.
He's younger than Joe Burrow.
He's younger than Joe Burrow.
He's going to win MVP. He just had a historic season.
Lamar's amazing.
He'll be back. They'll be back next year. And then hopefully they can find some kind of offensive weapon. Because, I mean, their receivers are really weak. I mean, Marquise Brown can break off a route. And then that's about it. I mean, they have a really good tight end.
Sneed's, like, pretty all right. He's reliable. They have a lot of tight ends. Mm-hmm. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to have a lot of tight ends when you run the ball so much like they do.
Yeah.
But the Titans just were able to stop the run game. They're kind of play a huge factor. Also, turnovers kind of play a difference in that game.
And, I mean, when you're watching the Ravens game, they just look defeated. Like, they look defeated in the second quarter. Lamar was just straight-faced. He had no motivation.
Should we talk about the Packers at all?
Sure. Well, I mean, did you expect anything different?
Well, they just got dominated, like, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a repeat of the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No excite. Like, the Packers were so limited.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Aaron Rodgers is like one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever watched, but not as much anymore.
Yeah. I mean, throughout the whole season, you kind of figured this is their ceiling. They definitely weren't a Super Bowl winning team. They're not beating the Chiefs.
Yeah. I think the Seahawks would have gave the 49ers actually a really good game.
Mm-hmm. Too.
Absolutely. I mean, who knows? I mean, Seahawks won the first game. Yeah, and barely lost the second game.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when the Seahawks beat the 49ers were undefeated.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
And that was the worst field goal attempt I've ever seen in
the last. I had money on that game, too. I had money on the 49ers winning. And, I mean, the kicker did make the field goal to get into overtime, at least.
Yeah.
But then he just totally botched the field goal at the end.
Whiffed it.
Lost $25 on that.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. I mean... It's no surprise that the Niners and Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
No, not at all.
Do you guys have a prediction yet at all, or are you kind of still thinking about it?
It's so back and forth.
Yeah.
Because it's a great offense versus a great defense.
I want to lean towards the Niners, because that defense, like I said, is just crazy.
I could just see them getting to Mahomes a lot.
Yeah.
Mahomes. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you can get to Mahomes, but he can get the ball out.
Like that. Also, that secondary is tough.
Yeah, Richardson.
Yeah. I think the 49ers offense is a little overloaded, because I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is that bad. I mean, he lit up.
Well, no,
he's not bad.
Yeah,
but
he's also not like he's serviceable. He can win you a Super Bowl.
I think he's more than serviceable.
We'll see
with
the right team.
I mean, I think especially with Shanahan calling the plays and that dominant run game, I think there's any reality in which he could like light it up in the Super Bowl.
I think good receivers now,
best tight end in the league probably.
Maybe. I think the biggest question just relies on the defenses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which, I mean, it is with every game also almost. But, I mean, the defenses are going to play a huge factor.
Yeah. It'll be a close game for sure. I don't think either team can run away with it. I don't think the Chiefs can, I mean, light the Niners defense up enough. And if they do, congrats. That's the game.
Yeah. Watching the 49ers is like you watch their game and you're like, how do they have 30 right now? it's like you look at their stats and it's like, I mean, their defense is just so good. They put the offense in such good position all the time.
Mm. Yeah, no, they're a stout team. And then the Chiefs, I mean, almost best quarterback I've ever seen. So, I mean, like you said, it's back and forth. You can make a case for both teams. And then, I mean, even... I don't even know.
We'll probably have Super Bowl predictions
in a couple weeks before the Super Bowl starts.
We'll
do a Super Bowl pod, so we don't want to get too deep into it right now. But, yeah, I mean, not a very... It's kind of an underwhelming weekend. Nothing really crazy.
It was, like, supposed to be crazy.
Mm.
And then Zion was supposed to make his first start.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know if he was going to start, but first appearance last week. And then now he's not until tomorrow night. And now I have to work. I can't even see it. So it sucks.
Yeah. We'll record it. You can watch it at work.
Nah.
All right.
Maybe. I can try.
Pull it up on an iPad.
Pull up on an iPad.
Yeah. No, but... Yeah, nothing crazy this weekend. The Pro Bowl's next. There's no excitement there.
I don't think there should even. I think if they're gonna do a Pro Bowl, it should like. I don't know. The Pro Bowl just sucks. They don't even tackle.
I think the way to make the Pro Bowl like the biggest event possible would be to play the first 8 games of the season, and then everyone's bye week is in between week 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's when the Pro Bowl is.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, it's just
no
like
pads, just like
7-on.
Just
I think
like
it would be 7-on. It would be cool to see a 7-on from each team, like a 7-on-7 tournament. Like first,
just something really light.
Yeah.
And then maybe give them even the week after that off. So it's like a 2-week delay.
Or you have like a big pool of players, and then you make 7-on teams, and you have like coaches coaching them, and you have like a tournament.
Yeah.
That would be fun to watch. I mean, you'd have a lot of players, which that kind of suck. It would be hard to do that, but it would be... That would be fun to watch.
Don't even have a game and just have a bunch of skill events. Because honestly, as fans, we just want to see what kind of crazy shit these guys can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like in the All-Star game. Like, I want to see a 1-on-1 NBA. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or... Like the dunk contest in the NBA, that's not exciting anymore. It's the same dunks over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, you get the kids say like the Zach LaVine's, but then you also get the dunk contests where it's like, you know,
the one that John Wall won,
or the Donovan Mitchell one that
or,
he won.
What the hell was that guy? Jeremy Evans.
Jeremy Evans, that one was horrible. He was like in the D League. He wasn't even an NBA player, and he somehow got it. But then you have the years with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon where it's like, yeah, oh, okay.
It's crazy.
That makes up for it.
But it happens like once every like couple years. Mm-hmm. It's really just how hard you can throw.
Dwight's back in it this year, so. Yeah.
I don't know how fun that's going to be. I love watching 6'10 guys dunk. I just love watching. I can't wait to watch Dwight jump from the free throw line and just throw it in the hoop. Not even dunk it. Just throw it in the hoop. That's a dunk.
That's yeah. Superman right there.
That's Superman. Yeah, that is Superman.
No. Yeah. I think anything that can pump a little bit of, you know, creativity into the NBA fan base just through, like, you know, or even NFL, when you're talking about, like, these All-Star weekends, mm-hmm. Pro Bowl weekend. If you can do something cool and unique and original, that's awesome. But,
well, the difference between, NBA All-Star game and the NFL to MLB is the fact that MLB's plays who gets home field advantage in the World Series. So it's like the people that are playing in it actually take it super seriously. That's why the games are always and the 3-2 cool or 2-1. I mean, and they're actually like, they're not terrible.
If you actually
like watching baseball and can actually get yourself to sit down and watch an All-Star game for that long, then it's not bad. But it's also super low. But it's also like if your team's really good, you want to see it because then it can play a huge part in if you win the World Series or not.
Absolutely.
So, but also it's hard to get players to care about NBA. And
NFL. It's hard to get them to care about a pretty irrelevant weekend. I mean, they care about making the game.
Actually, honestly, the NBA All-Star game has been fun the last couple of years.
It has been fun.
It's always been my favorite.
Yeah. The new draft is kind of cool and it feels fresh.
Yeah, the draft's cool and the players are trying way harder at the games now too. They're like, a couple of years ago when KD and LeBron were double-teaming Joel Embiid. Do you remember that at the end of the game?
They were clamping him up.
Yeah. It was so fun to watch. I was like, holy crap, this is, like, intense. Like, I've never seen an All-Star game like this before. It's usually just Russ sprinting up and down the court trying to get a triple-double. So
I mean, a lot of it is that's what it is in the first half of the game. It's just, like, just oops, full court, and a bunch of random, like...
Which, that's what I want to watch.
I've
been waiting for the year that they finally break 200.
But it hasn't happened yet.
No.
Oh my gosh.
It'll happen soon though. Once the league is at full health.
Well, the players are so damn skilled. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's gonna happen.
It's crazy how skilled they are.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of All-Star game, NBA, there's been a lot of young players and recently that have just been kind of lighting it up. Brandon Ingram, Donovan Mitchell, the likes of, I mean,
Jason Tatum.
Jan Tatum, Trae Young. Do you think these guys are All-Stars already? I mean, Luka, obviously.
Okay, Luka's definitely.
But, like...
for sure.
Like, I think Devin Booker is.
Mm-hmm. I think Booker is, too.
Booker's earned it.
He's also... I mean, the Suns are better this year. He's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Booker probably should have been an All-Star already.
Yeah.
But, like...
The Suns have just been terrible.
Like, any guy who can put up 70 in a game should be in the All-Star game.
That's why I say he's the greatest player in the league. Who else has put up 70 right now?
I mean, Paul George is not making the All-Star game.
He's just been injured like half the year. Yeah. I mean,
he shouldn't.
He also, like, his biggest worry right now is in the All-Star game. His biggest worry is just playing bad in the playoffs. Yeah. that's his biggest thing.
It might just be the Laker fan in me, but I think being on the Clippers hurts his league-wide popularity.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah. You don't hear about Paul George anymore.
I mean, it's just a lot of Kawhi. It's like Kawhi's team. Mm-hmm. Kawhi was the big transaction, just got Paul George.
Well, last year was like Paul George with the Thunder. Mm-hmm. It was like, holy shit, this guy's like a top 5
player.
Third-place
MVP. All this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, best wing defender in the league, maybe, but you don't hear anything about that now.
Yeah. No. So. It's very low-key, and I think... Injuries play a part in that, but
so you just really want
to
bring that up.
Anything to bash the Clippers.
Think about I saw something on social media. That division has so many fucking all stars in it.
Yeah,
Kawhi, Paul George, LeBron, AD, Steph, Clay, Devin Booker, Caruso.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, we'll go.
JaVale McGee. Yeah. I mean, come on, Buddy Hield. But there are so many studs in that division. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Like that, it's so stacked, and it'll be so hard to win that division.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which also winning divisions in the NBA is not as big as it is in the NFL or MLB. Mm-hmm. But
did you guys watch that Jazz and Pelicans game the other night?
I only saw the highlights.
I only saw highlights.
Barry Ingram goes off 49. I think that's what he had. Mitchell had 46.
Brandon Ingram, I think he should be an all-star.
Absolutely.
I think he should get the coaching vote.
He's averaging 25, 26 a game this year.
26, mm-hmm. 8, and like 6 or something.
Yeah. He's putting up stats, and I'm really excited to see him and Zion. That's going to be awesome. Yeah,
they're going to be a really good duo.
Yeah. And then like Lonzo will only be better with Zion there.
I think they're just going to be so fast break, and it's going to be fun to watch them. Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize how good Jrue Holiday is until you're watching like a big game, and you're watching, and you're just
if he stays, he can take
over a game, because his 1 year being an all-star, I think it was 2012-13, when he was in Philly, and I thought he was honestly probably a top 3 point guard in the league.
I think he's honestly like,
I don't know about the numbers, but just the way he plays the game,
sometimes
he's a really great point guard.
Sometimes you can't always just look at numbers. Like, if you just watch the game, you see a player's impact.
You can see who knows how to play basketball.
Like, I saw, like Jimmy Butler, sometimes you don't watch the game and you see his stats. He had like 12 points, like 5 rebounds.
Yeah, he put up a casual 12.
But they're everywhere,
But they're winning. And if you're winning, I mean, if you're the superstar on the team and your team's winning, that's kind of what really reflects on you. And then
it's not all James Harden averaging 37. I mean, they roll teams over sometimes, but then they'll just have a dud where they'll just he'll go off and then every now and then.
I mean, they're never gonna win a finals either. I personally
not playing the way they do.
No, they.
I saw something the other day that was like, the Suns are thinking about trading for Russell Westbrook, and then it would be like Kelly Oubre and a couple firsts. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
I would not.
I mean, there's
no
way. Do you see like, Stephen A. Smith talk about Booker trade?
Yeah, yeah. The Lakers should just trade for Devin Booker.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I did.
That's something that you can
great idea.
Let's fucking do it.
Insane.
Let's just trade for Devin
Booker. Rondo.
Yeah.
Rondo let's do Rondo and Kuzma for Devin Booker. I'm sure the Suns would just love that. I'm sure. Like, I don't know what the Lakers would be able to actually do to even trade for Devin Booker. Like,
it's not going
to
happen.
I mean, if it was Phoenix, I wouldn't trade him to L.A. most of all in the division. Who wants to see, like, why would you, I mean, no team would trade, I mean, other than the Pelicans. But no team would trade their, like, the best player, franchise player to the Lakers.
Okay, the Pelicans kind of had to, though.
The
Celtics weren't going to trade Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, and the Lakers were giving up the most for Anthony Davis, which I think the Pelicans made the right decision.
Absolutely. And now that we're kind of seeing that haul, it really doesn't look as one-sided as it used to. Well, I think once Zion returns, we'll be
I think
really
it just really
in.
Depends. I mean, the future's really going to tell the story.
Going back to Ingram for a little bit, he had been my favorite player on the Lakers the past few years. I mean, he was the reward for that 17-win season, that Kobe's last season, like all that. So he was like the guy that I had to look forward to after the shittiest season in franchise history. And like I always could see that he had game. Like, stuff that he's doing now, he had always been doing. Just like the ability to execute it like the way he wanted to. Like, he was always trying to be that
guy. Did you ever watch him in college?
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's the next KD.
Yeah.
I mean, they ended up getting knocked out in the tournament to Oregon. Did you ever watch that game? Did you watch any of that? He played.
I probably did. I don't remember it.
Yeah. That Duke. I mean, the problem with that Duke team was they just had two scorers and then no one else could score. It was him and Grayson Allen.
Oh, Grayson Allen.
Yeah, Grayson Allen averaged like 20 that year or something.
Yeah. And wasn't Kennard maybe. He was in that freshman class too.
I think Luke Kennard might have been on the team.
Yeah, because he was in that Brandon Ingram draft class. Yeah.
But when I watched him in college, I was like, there's just like no way that this guy's going to be a bust. Like, you just watch him and you just know he's a baller.
He just has a feel for the game that, like, the numbers, the efficiency, it might not say that. Like, he had to grow into the game, and now it's year 4. And
he looks like he's got it down.
He knows what he's doing.
I mean, I say you give it.
He gets to his spots.
I say you give it, like, 3 years. I could see him being a top 10 player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's on that trajectory.
And I could see him. I mean, this is like, I guess, like, the such a hot take because everyone's so obsessed with Zion. But I think I could easily see him having a better career than Zion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, without a doubt.
Absolutely. He's better all-around scorer than Zion. I'm assuming that Zion puts up the same numbers as the exact same player he is right now. I don't know if he's ever going to grow.
The thing with Zion is he can drop, like, 30, and he can miss, like, 2 shots because he's just all-around the rim.
He's so strong. Yeah, but Ingram can control an offense. He was our point guard when Lonzo got hurt.
It's a shame that the Lakers ran offense through him that allowed Kuzma to put up more shots than him. They really just didn't. I don't know.
I always saw through the Kuzma facade.
Like, yeah.
He is who he is. He's fine, but he's just gonna be.
He's always gonna live in the shadow. He's not Brandon Ingram.
He's gonna be tall Jordan Clarkson for his entire career.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I can see that. Yeah, he's just.
Mm-hmm. He'll be off the team in a season and a half.
Unless we can get D Rose.
Yeah,
we can
get
D Rose. That would be a huge pickup for the Lakers. I think they would be pretty complete.
And that would just be the most Lakers pickup.
Yeah,
ever with that current roster
with like Dwight Howard, LeBron
James.
It's like really Danny.
It's like four Jared number one Dudley. Overall picks.
Yeah, JaVale McGee. It's just a bunch of
3 year olds making it run. Like 8 years ago, this team would have been like the greatest team I've ever seen.
It would have been like those.
It would have been like if you took a team on 2K.
Photoshops that you see.
It would be like if you took a team on 2K.
Yeah, no, for real. It's literally that, but 8 years after the
final. Yeah. It was like when you saw Harden, KD, and Russell. Yeah.
It's like
all these dudes.
Yeah. Well, did you see the one that was like Dwayne, like people forget, Dwayne Wade,
Rondo. Yeah, Dwayne Wade, John Wall, like it was literally like the entire
Jimmy Butler. Oh, the Dwayne Wade, Rondo, and Jimmy Butler on Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That team would have beat the Celtics.
I was talking about
that team was dirty. That team was dirty.
Didn't they go up 2-0?
Well, they were dominating the Celtics, like absolutely destroying them. And then Rondo got hurt, but he was playing amazing in that series. He was playing so good. And then Rondo got hurt, and they weren't the same. But they would have easily beat the Celtics.
Dwayne Wade looked really good.
Like, they didn't just beat the Celtics. They kind of, like, handled them. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember, at least.
Yeah. That is how it went. They didn't have an answer for those three, especially Jimmy Butler. He was lighting them up.
I think... Like, this is kind of off topic, but I think Carmelo probably will sign with the Lakers this offseason.
Mm-hmm. I can see it. Yeah. I mean, he's having a great season right now. And I don't...
I'm not saying it's going to go well. I just think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think he'll get any playing time really either. I just don't see... I just don't... Like, when he'll you...
Take...
When I watch the Lakers, I don't see a way Carmelo could fit that team.
No, he would disrupt everything.
Yes, and everyone rips on the Jared Dudley, like, oh, Jared Dudley makes the roster, but Carmelo doesn't. It's just what Dudley's, the person
he knows
does
that
for your team.
Yeah, he knows he's not.
Role,
yeah.
Once Carmelo would accept his role that he's not Carmelo, then he would be able to fit in that Lakers team like Jared Dudley does.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jared Dudley can go in and put up literally no stats besides, like, maybe 2 rebounds.
But
he's still doing his job for the team.
He sets
he's a vet.
The screens right. He throws the ball the right places.
He just does his job. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do.
Melo just still gets out there and chucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, he's one of my favorite players ever, but dude, all he does is chuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his game. He's basically
a chucker his whole career.
Fun though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk a little MLB at all?
Or do you want to talk about Zion real quick?
Real quick, Zion.
Yeah,
real quick
Zion.
Predictions of him.
I mean, what are we expecting from him? Tomorrow's his first game. Wednesday.
I can see him scoring like 10
against the Spurs
tomorrow.
On national TV.
I could see him not even shooting that many.
Is
shots
he on a
tomorrow.
Minutes restriction?
He's probably on a minutes restriction.
I didn't see one when I looked at the preview of the game. I haven't seen anything on Twitter about it.
I'll guess maybe 20
to
25.
I would assume that they're not going to like play him more than 25, but
I just don't see like, I mean, the Pelicans are actually playing pretty good right now too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, I could see him being on a minute restriction. It would make no sense to just go out there and play him like 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. It would just be kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But I could see him like not doing amazing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's gonna have so much pressure on him. So many people are gonna be watching. I mean, did you watch his first summer league game?
Yeah,
his first shot, he like had it in the mid range and just pulled up mid range jumper, just airball. I was like, oh god. Oof. So I mean, I could see him like doing pretty average, but I could also see him just like having an insane
just being
dump
an animal
here and there.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, do the Spurs have anyone that can really match him down there?
I mean, he's not like a big threat.
They have Rudy Gay. Is he healthy? I mean, Rudy Gay's...
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I don't know the Spurs.
Rudy Gay, like... I haven't paid attention to the Spurs at all. I mean, they have LaMarcus. Is that who they're
going
to put
on? No, he's not guarding. If you have LaMarcus guarding him, I'm pretty sure that Zion's going to drop at least 20. Because he'll just be able to blow past LaMarcus every time. LaMarcus couldn't even get up to block his shot.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have, like, a pretty, like, average game. I don't really expect too much from its first game. It's midway through the year. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans kind of, like, have been playing together for a while, so he kind of has to incorporate himself into that. Yeah. Not they're going to play to his game.
I think he's going to get a double-double. I think he's going to go 16 and 10. I think he's going to have a good game. Yeah.
I mean, there's just like, yes, he's not going to, like, light it up offensively. He's not going to, like... I mean, when they run an offense through him, trying to get plays through him, he's not going to be able to, like, put up shots just because he's got no feel for the game right now at the speed. But, I mean, just his ability to just get offensive rebounds and manhandle people down below. He's going to be a terror.
Let's see if he's in shape, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. I guess that's
the way he runs. Yeah. Let's see if he runs.
I've only seen him in baggy clothes, so I don't know. I don't know how he's going to look.
Yeah. Because in some of it, he did look a little big, but he's also just a giant human being. So it's also just like
285 or whatever.
Yeah. Like everyone knew that he was big. I'm just ready for him to start playing because I am so tired of just hearing about. I don't know. Once he starts playing, I think people will start talking about him a little less and hearing the obsession about Zion.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be cautiously optimistic about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll say 14 points, 6 rebounds.
I literally was about to say 14 and 6. I was going to say 14 and 6 also because I think it's going to be like he's going to play good, but he's not just going to go off. Like,
I've seen this narrative since the beginning of the year. I think that he's going to be awesome for them, and then he's going to be healthy for the rest of the year, and they're going to get hot, and they're going to be the 8 seed, and Lakers are going to be the 1 seed, and yeah, it's going to be one hell of a series, and they're going to dethrone the Lakers, and Zion's the number one in the league now.
They wouldn't beat the Lakers. Wow, that is a stretch.
I think they're going to make the 8 seed, though. I think that Zion is legitimately going to be great for them. And
I would love that first round matchup.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. It'd be really good.
That would be a cool 1-8.
Yeah,
that would be a cool 1-8. That would be like playing an 8 seed, and you're like, shit, this isn't really like an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Because in the East, they're like, probably like a 5
this
seed.
This is like a 4 seed ceiling team.
Yeah. But like they kind of like just got together at the end of the year.
Everyone's
and they
young.
Do have experience, honestly. Yeah. With Jrue Holiday, J.J. Redick, Derek Favors. Mm-hmm. So they do have experience on their roster. Yeah. Was it Etuan Moore?
Yeah, he's back.
He's played playoff games.
Yeah, he. I mean, he played well the other day.
But, I mean, you still got to beat the Lakers.
We'll just wait and see it out real quick before we get anything.
We got a little bit of time.
There's a lot of time. They could also, But, yeah.
Let's flip it on over to baseball, and let's talk about all the crazy shit that's gone down this last week and a half. Because there has been so many just outbreaks and rumors and subreddit fucking whatever you call it. I'm so tired.
Instagram comments.
Yeah,
from
just
Scott
like
Brocious's
that.
Scott Brocious's son.
Yeah, just.
Oh, really? He did? Oh, my God. Dude, there was. Like, I actually, rooted for them, too, to win that World Series. And I rooted for them to win the last World Series because I'm, like, a Braves fan, so I don't really like the Nationals very much, so I kind of had to root for them. But now I'm like, God, they're getting a bunch of D-bags. Like,
yeah,
they cheated pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Dodgers fan.
Oh, so you really hate
it,
too.
It was tough. Like, the 2017 World Series sent me into depression. Like, it was fucking dark times.
Dude, my friend went to it because he's a Dodger fan for life, so he went to Game 7.
Yeah. What a terrible game to go to.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm pissed, but at the same time, like, seeing how much hate they're getting brings joy to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, please don't tell me that you think...
No,
the Dodgers,
I already know what you're going to ask. No,
okay.
They should take away the World Series from the Astros.
Yes.
But they should not award it to anybody. It should just be no champion.
It should just be... It should just be like when a college team gets
it's
their
like
championship
yeah.
vacated.
Just like
yeah, Louisville, yeah. USC. You just get your title vacated, and
yeah,
that's it.
That's
it shouldn't be, oh... let's reward the Dodgers.
Let's reward the loser.
Yeah.
The championship also, after it's all done.
I'd also like to see some player punishment.
Yeah. I think Jose Altuve should get suspended for the whole year. And yeah. Alex Bregman.
Maybe take his MVP away.
Yes, I think you definitely should. Did you watch the video of him going to home plate and like covering that his jersey?
Let's talk about what exactly they did before we get into anything
okay,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, I guess we should talk about that.
Because, I've just registered on Twitter and I.
So basically.
I don't get the whole
thing. They had a camera, was it set up to where they could see center field? And every team has like the camera set up, but it's on a delay. Mm-hmm. So you don't, but theirs was not on a delay.
Okay.
So someone could see it in the dugout basically, or like. Mm-hmm. And get like just informed of what was happening, and they would bang a trash can to show what pitch it was. And if you
from
listen,
center field,
no, they banged the trash can
in the dugout. Yeah.
Okay,
and you can have you heard any of the footage? You can hear it. Yeah.
There's videos all over Twitter.
I mean, you can't hear it when they play the playoff games, but when they did it in regular season games too, and you can hear it in the regular season games. That's why he should definitely get his MLB MVP vacated because he was doing the regular season also.
Yeah.
And then you see the home road splits, and Altuve was a monster in Houston, and then in LA, in all away games in the playoffs, he was like.
Well, also, it's like how.
Couldn't do anything.
Altuve was lined up all the way up in the box against Aroldis Chapman, who throws 100.
Yeah.
So why was he lined up all the way in the box against a guy who throws 100 miles per hour?
Unless he knew it was coming.
He knew an off-speed pitch was coming, and he took a Chapman deep, the pitch that he was all the way up in the box on. And it's just all, like, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
That
Did you see what Marcus Stroman said? Because they played the Blue Jays in that playoff run, and he was like, I was wondering why they were hitting all my nasty, or they knew how to lay off all my nasty pitches.
Yeah.
And
that maybe makes sense now. Yeah. Well, and if you watch the video of them banging it, there's like a huge thing on YouTube out of all the times you can hear it.
Yeah.
Every, like the next pitch after like they'd bang it, it would just be like a home run, or like they'd lay off the pitch, or it would work in Ash's favor.
It just
looked
like
basically.
They knew exactly what to do.
Yeah, it was just so obvious. Mm-hmm. And then when Altuve's, think that he had a buzzer on. Because when he was running home, he said cover, he was like.
He was pointing.
Yeah, he was like, no.
When he had like a walk-off or something like earlier or something in the year, and he like ripped off his shirt.
Yeah.
And then he said that the reason, in the post-game interview, he said the reason he didn't want them to rip off his shirt is because his wife would get mad at him and he's too shy or something.
Oh.
Which he ripped it off prior, which is so stupid. Yeah, and then he went and took off his jersey in the dugout and put on his ALCS championship jersey over it with no one could see.
Yeah.
And it just all sounds so fishy. And then there's a picture I saw on Twitter where he's like running and his shoulder has like a little bump in it. Which, I mean, that
could
be like
a
pad
things,
or a thing. It could be like a pad or something.
Or it could
like
be a buzzer.
But it could also definitely be a buzzer. After everything that's come out too, it's like a very high probability that there was a buzzer.
Okay, I was wrong. So they played the Red Sox and Yankees in the playoffs. So it was a regular season series against the Blue Jays, and they were like banging on the trash can again.
Yeah.
So,
What are the Red Sox in trouble for? Because Red Sox are also in the.
Well, so Alex Cora was the Astros bench manager, wasn't it? He's like the.
He was a bench coach.
He was the bench coach on the Astros World Series team that beat the Dodgers. And then he was the head coach of the Red Sox, or the manager, I guess, not head coach. The manager of the Red Sox the very next year when they played the Dodgers. Was he doing the same stuff?
I don't know the stuff about the Red Sox.
Supposedly he was the worst one, though. He was like the.
Yeah, I guess he was. Yeah, the ringleader, whatever. So it's good they got him out of there, but I don't know if they were actually doing anything during their World Series run or not. Like,
well, did you see Carlos Beltran?
Yeah.
He got hired as the Mets manager.
Yeah,
I kind of
felt bad for him.
Yeah, that kind of sucked because he was a player at the time.
Yeah.
So I think the Mets just didn't really want their names to get involved at
all.
Yeah, so they just cut ties as quick as they could.
Yeah, it was probably smart for them. But
I think every player that was involved should get suspended for the Astros.
Yeah.
So then they can get the number one pick and get a star again. Because yeah. That's what we'll probably have. But I think they should get draft picks vacated too.
Mm-hmm. So I think they already have.
Yeah, I think they already have too. They should definitely got those vacated. Everyone got fired that was involved also. Mm-hmm. Manager, GM, owner got fined. Other managers got mm-hmm. fired. But I think it's time for the players to get suspended also. Yeah,
see some player punishment in there.
And, we were watching that Hot Ones thing the other day where mm-hmm. Skip Bayless was like, cheating has always happened in baseball yeah. or something. And I'm like, this is like pretty big cheating yeah, this scandal.
Is, this is like, more than just like your run-of-the-mill cheating. This is some fucking elaborate, like buzzers on your body mm-hmm. to tip off the pitch. That's yeah. insane.
It's also a World Series. Like, they won the World Series doing this. So,
yeah.
I don't know about cheating in the history of MLB, but...
Well, did you see Clayton Kershaw's ERA at Minute Maid Park compared to when he was at Dodger Stadium?
I did. I don't remember
it was exactly like he had like a 6 ERA at
it was like sub Houston, 1 at home.
And it was like sub 1 at home. And it was like insane. It was a huge difference, which Clayton Kershaw is like, if you've watched him pitch, he has one of the dirtiest curveballs you'll mm-hmm. ever see. And the Astros probably knew how to lay off on it because they knew mm-hmm. it was coming, so they didn't swing at it because it's always in the dirt. Mm-hmm. But you don't know it when you're hitting; it's so hard to hit. And it's total bullshit. Honestly, I think the Astros should definitely get even more punishment.
Send them down to AAA.
Yeah, for real. Throw back to old times.
Just relegation.
Horrible. Yeah,
full on relegation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but definitely you probably really feel the. Hurt from it
cause I mean so I don't know if it was like the city of LA or whatever, but
the city council
is trying like coming up with this petition to get the 17 and 18 World Series awarded to the Dodgers. That's I think that's so stupid. Like
then what are they gonna have like a parade?
No one wants that. That wouldn't make anyone happy. Such a
big difference award. Also the difference between the Astros series compared to the Red Sox series is the Red Sox kind of dominated. They kicked the shit out of the Dodgers. It wasn't close. The Astros one was very close.
There were like 3 games that could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But not when it was the Red Sox and Dodgers. Mm-hmm. That was way different.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was...
There's some bad things going on in the MLB.
Yeah. But it's also, honestly, like...
Is it...
Yeah, like
it
brings, Derek Jeter making the Hall of Fame.
You don't like Derek Jeter?
I don't mind him. I just think he's the most overrated
yes.
athlete in the history of sports.
Yes. The play that he made at home when it obviously would have just bounced to the catcher also. Just sacked him out. It's like,
Jeter got in the way and threw it to the catcher.
I think Jeter's best thing he's ever done was when he got shot in the other guys.
Oh, the other guys, yeah. That was good.
When he got shot in the other guys. You shot Derek Jeter? You remember that scene?
That's why he's iconic.
So funny. I kind of want to watch that now. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. That's the best Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm.
Easily. Easily.
I also just hate the Yankees so much.
Same.
I don't even mind the Yankees. It's just...
Nah, fuck the Yankees.
Just like...
It's fuck the Yankees. Also, like...
Also, the fact that every, like, try-hard baseball dork kid, like, growing up around our age was, like... obsessed with Derek Jeter because mm-hmm. he plays the game the right way and like
he's a shortstop. He's a shortstop, he makes cool throws.
He fucking puts his fist in his mitt like this, and he looks cool and he wears Jordan cleats and he does the jump throw, and he's on the Yankees. Come on, dude.
It's like
he's like he was a good player, but
I think every
calm
week,
the fuck down.
I think every week we do this, we're gonna hear your hate for a player. And first week was Kawhi, now it's Derek.
Hey, I don't even hate Kawhi. Who's I next? Just hate the media narrative about Kawhi. All right,
there.
I like Kawhi. If he wasn't on the Clippers, I'd consider buying his jersey. But
mm-hmm. I consider buying his jersey. I love Kawhi.
I kind of want his Raptors jersey.
I love Kawhi.
Yeah, that'd be sick. A Raptors jersey would be sick.
I just think Kawhi is so, like, it's like, holy shit. Like, he's just so secretive, but it's like, everyone's so obsessed with, like, finding out more about this guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one really knows that he has kids and that he mm-hmm. has, like, a wife. And he's had the same wife since, like, I think they went to San Diego State together or something. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah.
But I think my gripes about Jeter are a little bit more warranted.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, my mom was like the biggest Jeter lover, and I had to hear about it so much. And she's a Yankee. She's a Yankee fan, a Cowboy fan. I'm like, God, it's just horrible.
She loves them all.
I don't like the Cowboys, and I don't really hate the Cowboys themselves. I don't like Jerry Jones, and I do not like their fan base.
No,
it's just like I don't the players. The players I don't mind at all. Like,
they always think they're gonna be like in the Super Bowl every single year. Like, haven't you learned?
They're the most like oblivious like fan base I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
aside from maybe Laker fans.
Laker. Well, it was bad there for a couple of years because every Laker fan thought they were going to get the next all-star free agent. It was like, we're going to sign this guy.
In our defense, they have a good track record.
They were okay. No, in their defense, they do it, but they're for a while it was like the Knicks are now.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
But there until was, they got LeBron,
6 year stretch, because I'm assuming they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay, that's a very good assumption.
And
that's a very good assumption.
When that happens, it'll be, I believe, 6 straight years without making the playoffs. And before that streak, in franchise history, they'd only missed the playoffs 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. That's pretty good. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been,
How are your Tar Heels doing this year, though?
Okay.
Well, they're like 8 and 9.
I don't even know. I haven't watched them since like November. All right. So also in the Hall of Fame is
it's Larry Walker.
Larry Walker.
Larry Walker. I enjoyed watching him play baseball.
I did watch. As I was trying to figure out shit earlier to talk about, I watched a video of Larry Walker getting inducted in the Hall of Fame.
How old is he?
I watched the phone call.
He's old. He's pretty old.
I think he is old. He was on the Rockies, so it had to be the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were, 95, I think.
So he's like 50. Hey, baseball news. Braves signed Marcelo Ozuna today.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
what does that Marcelo mean?
I do.
Well, he torched the Braves. He hit like 600 against the Braves in the playoffs, so. Well,
hopefully he's more Miami Marcelo than St. Louis.
Yeah. I mean, he did pretty good in the playoffs.
He
did
turn around a second. He was there 2 years, right? In St. Louis?
I think he got, I believe so. Because he got traded before the year. Because that was when they traded like Yelich and Stanton and Ozuna.
They're both 2 years out. So yeah, his first year in St. Louis was kind of rough. Yeah. But I think he was a little bit better.
I think, he was very good in the playoffs last year, though. He torched the Braves. It was like every time he came up to bat, I was like, this guy's going to do some damage. Yeah.
The Braves are an exciting team.
Yeah. We're going to be good next year. We're going to be very good, hopefully.
I'd like to see them play the Dodgers in the playoffs.
That'd if we lose series. To the Dodgers in the playoffs or the Cardinals in the playoffs, I think I'm going to like go into like a depression. I think I won't talk to anybody for a long time because I am so goddamn tired of losing to the Dodgers and Cardinals. That's like...
Do you have any pitchers, though? I don't know anything about the Braves.
Yeah, we have Fulton-Wicks. We have... We lost to Heyron and we lost Dallas Keuchel. But we have a way better bullpen now, too, because our bullpen was the problem last year. We didn't have really anything, but we signed Will Smith, who was the Giants' closer last year. He's dirty. He's pretty good. And so we should be better. We have Max Fried. He's really good. He was a rookie last year, too, and he was our number one starter. So
Just wait till they get caught for cheating. Just wait.
If we cheat and we win a World Series, fuck. Shit, I mean, we won World Series.
You won't realize it at the moment.
At the time, I'll be like stoked. I'll be like, hell yeah, go Braves.
2023, they'll be after you.
Yeah, for real.
God. No. It's going to be 2020. 2020. It's the year.
That's our year, baby.
That's the year we lose in the first round to get out of the playoffs. Next year, Max Muncy hits like another grand slam on us.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Get Barry Bonds in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Seriously, get Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. Suspend Jose Altuve.
Like, he had like 60% this year. Like, what? It is absurd to me.
What is worse, steroids or just like flat out cheating?
Okay, I think the cheating thing is even way worse than Pete Rose. Pete Rose was gambling on his own team to win games when he was like a player manager.
Is that
like he was gambling on his own team
that's
to win?
That's not bad.
No, that's
Floyd
not bad.
Floyd Mayweather fucking gambled like $25 million on
it's
himself.
It's not like he was betting like his own team to lose and he was striking out on purpose. He was betting his team to win and then he was just playing his same game. So like you're telling me that is worse than Jose Altuve or them did?
What they did is the worst thing since the Black Sox. I mean, that's been said easily before. Like, yeah. They made a deal with the mob to throw the World Series in, what, 1919 or whatever.
Some fucking 100 years ago.
That's always crazy. Have you seen, I saw like a movie on or something. It was pretty, it's really good. It's a really interesting story. I kind of want to research more about it, but yeah. That's pretty crazy. They got involved with the mob.
Yeah, there's a movie about it, 8 Men Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8 Men Out. Eight Men Out. Yes, that's it. That's the movie. It's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Very great movie.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no movie made about the Astros, because fuck them. but steroids, like, everybody... Not everybody, but, like, a good chunk of the players were doing steroids. And Barry Bonds was still... head and shoulders, and more head above everybody else.
More head, definitely more head. That guy had the fattest head I've ever seen. His head, have you seen the pictures from when he started playing baseball till the end? His head's so fucking huge. It like tripled in size, yeah. Hey, steroids helped though. You see, some steroids. I mean, DeAndre Ayton, he's been playing. Yeah. He's been playing killer lately. I mean, he's had like 3 26-point games in a row. Come on, they help. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, if it makes the game more exciting, then we'll be kind of needs it right now.
It's all for the fans, right?
It's all for the fans. It is all for the fans.
Well, alrighty. Do we have anything else to talk about? MLB, NFL?
I think we're good. Yeah. I think we are all set straight.
I mean, we had an eventful week of stuff, but nothing really crazy.
It was, like, eventful, but not, like, insane. Yeah.
I think the stuff that was supposed to be the most eventful was the biggest letdown. We were supposed to see Zion last week. So then he gets pushed back. No. Championship games.
Yeah, they kind of suck.
We never talked about, I guess, we don't really have to talk about, but the Odell slapping.
I think that's just funny.
I don't see why it's so bad. Yeah. The only videos of him doing it to people are people that aren't even returning to LSU. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't give LSU a competitive advantage or anything at all. Like, recruits might see that and want to go, but recruits already see LSU and they want to go to LSU. Mm-hmm. So why does it matter?
Yeah. And then... And he's doing the whole thing with him after the game, slapping the cup on the ass.
Oh, assault.
Yeah, that was really blown out of proportion. I'm happy they
And he's the like, get the...
It was probably stupid, but it was also really funny.
I thought it was hilarious. He was probably so drunk. Absolutely. He was probably so drunk. I mean, did you see the video of Ezekiel Elliott? He just looked like he was pretty plastered, too.
There's another video of him, of Odell, stealing a megaphone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Play neck.
Dude, oh my god. I think it was hilarious. Yeah.
Good for him, though. I'm glad he had some fun. Yeah. It just seemed like the whole season.
And for those...
He loves LSU.
For those people who are hating on him, like, he's just, like, living... a great life.
If you were in his position, would you not want to do the same thing?
I'm sorry, but he's doing things
that you'll never be able to do. Mm-hmm. We'll never be able to do. So people decide to bash him.
What people don't understand either is if I'm a current player at just honestly any school, and I have a former player who's like an Odell Beckham like, and they come back and do that stuff, I'm loving it. I am obsessed with it. I could ride with this. Like, this is awesome. Like, I watched him growing up, and, like, every player wants
to. I would take a handful of fake money after a football game. Yeah, I'm down for that.
I'll take hundreds. Oh, my God.
Perfect. Well, alrighty, fellas. This is goodbye. Until see you next time.
See you next time, I guess. Yeah.
Next time.
See you next time.
Next time, we'll... Yeah, I'm not going to... Yeah. You'll find out next time.
We don't know yet.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. There's going to be something. There'll be something. Deuces.
Peace.
Subscribe.